Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung, and welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm here at Broadcast Central in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So glad you could join us. Now, you've given me 30 minutes of the 90 minutes I ask for at the very beginning of the broadcast. We go into the second half hour, and then we have one more half hour after that. We're going to be talking with Winky Madad in just a moment. Then we go to Itamar Marcus. We want to find out from Itamar about the March of Return campaign that the Palestinians there at the Gaza-Israeli border have been involved in, and Nakba Day as well. And then John Rood is standing by. He has a European Union update. That's all in this half hour, so keep the dial set right where it is. Winky Madad, one of our longtime broadcast partners, located in the central part of the State of Israel in a place called Shiloh. It was for a number of years actually the political and spiritual capital of the Jewish people when Moses brought the Israelites into the Promised Land, and they were headquartered where the Ark of the Covenant was located in the tabernacle there in Shiloh. But Winky, that capital city has now moved to Jerusalem. And in Israel, that is the main political and spiritual and ultimately eternal capital for the Jewish people as well. There was a wonderful historic prophetic event that took place this last week, and there were a lot of big important personalities were there at the initiation of the U.S. Embassy moving from Tel Aviv into Jerusalem. I understand you were there in some of the ceremonies taking place. This was a wonderful thing to happen, the fulfillment of a campaign promise by Donald Trump, especially a wonderful gift on the 70th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel, was it not?
Jimmy, I am in full agreement with your estimation of the historic and important political statement that was made in terms of moving the embassy. The beginning of the move, because, of course, it's only basically a few offices. Later on, we have a lot of plans. I understand the United States wants to put into operation in terms of expanding the compound. The old Diplomat Hotel in about 2 years will probably become residential annex of the embassy, and it'll just grow. And, of course, other states are beginning to come in as well. I'm very glad the United States has caught up with about almost 3,000 years of history. After David, the king of Judea, moved from Hebron up to Jerusalem and established, basically, through the prophetic message that he had received, through the eventual laying of the foundation for his son to build a temple there, and all the rest of the Jewish history, that this is the Jewish capital in terms of the Jewish peoplehood. It's always been that way. Jimmy, I know you're very familiar with almost every single Jewish holiday, whether in the Bible or in the later books, and almost everything. I think we've been discussing this for years on this program, in Jewish religious and cultural customs, touches in some form Jerusalem. You just cannot take Jerusalem out of the Jewish identity, and we're very pleased about that.
Yes, 764 times in the Bible you find the name Jerusalem. A very significant city, has been so in the past, presently, and prophetically as well. I understand, and I watched the events unfolding on Fox News during the activities on last Tuesday. Very moving time, especially when Prime Minister Netanyahu got up. I've got to tell you, Winky, I mean, this is just from down deep. I thought he was a Baptist preacher for a while, giving so much scripture, using illustrations about he and his brother playing in those fields where the U.S. Embassy is today in Jerusalem. It just was really exciting. And I want to tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen the Prime Minister any happier, any more excited than I did when he was standing there telling everybody, mark it down, this is a special day in history.
Well, Jimmy, let's get political on this. We've been following this, as I said previously, and we all know that under the last president was one of the most dismal relationships, not in terms of security. Of course, the American administration under Obama did provide funds for the Iron Dome. However, on the political, ideological level, calling the Jewish communities illegitimate, pressing the two-state solution and settlement construction to be halted, with an extreme amount of political, public diplomacy, and psychological terror, I would say, almost, and I use the word terror, of course, in quotation marks, that was applied. And he has been made fun of. His policies have been doubted. The press here and other politicians have been very undignified in their relationship to him. And finally, with a stroke of a ballot in the United States, we have an American president that understands and identifies deeply with Israel, is supported by many important personages in the United States, and things are going his way. I would be very happy, too, to come out of the corner and take the spotlight.
Yeah, I was just really thrilled with what Prime Minister Netanyahu had to say. And, of course, thrilled with the president followed through with his campaign promise being fulfilled and moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv. It should have never have been there, but now it's in its proper place there in Jerusalem. Winky, also, during the ceremony, I noticed the Christian participation. For example, a pastor, Pastor Jeffries from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, with the opening prayer, and then John Hagee, pastor in San Antonio, Texas, and there he gave the closing prayer. Was it controversial, and how did these men get that opportunity to be involved in the ceremony?
You're a better witness than I am, Jimmy, but Menachem Begin, in 1977, as he became prime minister, reached out to what I would call, I hope I'm using the proper term, evangelical community of Christians in the United States, or Bible believers. I don't know any sort of in language. And that development has been a long time in coming. I think as much as Christian Zionism has helped the state of Israel, going all the way back even before Herzl, we're talking about the restoration ideology in England and in the Netherlands and in other places of Christian Europe, parallel to some unfortunate other ideas about Jews. There's been this relationship, and it has to be nurtured, it has to be defined, it has to be mutual in the sense of politics and faith. And now we're seeing the fruition. Israel is getting a lot of attention and support from influential circles. Politicians are listening to their voters, and I think that we in Israel are giving the evangelical community in the United States an ability to say our approach to the Bible and to understanding history is true and reliable, an interpretation of what the book says about what we believe God is saying to us. And I think it's a beautiful relationship. And I hope it is maintained and continued in the proper delineations of how we work together, two faith communities.
I know the two communities, the Jewish and the Christian community, here in the United States have had some problems along the way with what some of the evangelical leaders have had to say. For example, Pastor Jeffries from the First Baptist in Dallas, quite controversial in some of his recent statements. And in fact, I saw a news article in one of the Israeli papers that the State Department denied they had anything to do with picking him. They said the ambassador to Israel from the United States, Ambassador Friedman, was the one that chose him. And just wondering if there was any controversy that was surrounding these choices there in the ceremony.
Well, Jimmy, I haven't followed the history of all of the leaders of the Baptist denomination or the evangelical stream in Christianity. I'm not that knowledgeable about divisions and differences. I know that even Pastor Hagee himself had gotten into trouble a few years ago. But as you know, Jimmy, in Judaism, there is an element which we call in Hebrew teshuvah, of reconciliation, forgiveness, and making amends. And I know that John Hagee did that, and I'm pretty sure that Pastor Jeffrey is also in that category. But if the ambassador made a mistake, I'm sure he'll learn from it, and I'm sure that there are many other people I happen to see in various events and walking around and meeting people in various circles. I saw several others. I'm not quite familiar with all of them, the Morrisons, Caldwell, etc. So I know that there's an extreme attraction for the evangelical community to be identified with this political success of getting an American administration. Since 1995, each president has refused to move that congressional law that was made, and finally President Trump did it. So it's not just the whim of one president. It was the sense of Congress at the time. Was it 18 years ago, more or less, or more? Over 20 years ago, excuse me. And it's finally come to realization, and I think it's only going to better both the American community and country, as well as Israel. And we'll see. Already two or three nations have picked up the initiative and come. We'll probably see another in a couple of months, Jimmy.
It is exciting to see that happening, and an exciting event. I just was noticing some of the news reports from the Israeli papers, wanted to touch base with you. The evangelical community, the Christian community, the students of God's Word are 100% about what is happening there in Jerusalem, with the embassy being moved there, it being the political capital so named by President Trump, but as you mentioned, 3,000 years ago by God to King David. And ultimately, this is going to be a major city with the temple upcoming, the return of the Messiah to this city, everything that's going to happen from the reports of the ancient Jewish prophets. This is exciting as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jimmy. I can only add a hallelujah and an amen to that.
Well, praise the Lord, a man of a few words. First time I've ever heard Winky Madad be a man of few words. But it is true. Hallelujah. What else can you say? And amen. Hey, Winky, thank you so much, and glad you were able to enjoy it. Our sons, Jim Jr. and Rick, were both there with our tour group. They were able to witness some of the activity as well. But it's a great report. We're greatly excited about what has happened. It's a historic, prophetic event that needed to be done a long time ago. Thank you for this report, Winky. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Jimmy, thank you for having me on. Goodbye to you and our listeners.